Are you tired of the music in your gym? Do your workouts bring the right energy, but you've got dead spots in your playlist that just don't match up? I know exactly what you're talking about. Every trainer loves bumping M&M's Till I Collapse. But no trainer or client wants to hear that 28-second slow tempo buildup that comes with that amazing song. That's the problem with playlists. You have to go through an entire song just to get to the next one. That's why DJ mixes are perfect alternative for working out when compared to a playlist. They mix the hype part of the music together when you need it to bring the energy. And then they can drop the beat down low and chill for when you're hitting the cool down stretch or even in between an intense interval. You now can have a DJ inside of your gym every damn day with Reflex Radio. Reflex Radio provides trainers and gyms the ability to make every workout an experience with curated mixes synced to match the intensity of their planned workout. It's simple. You design your workout inside of their software. You then assign a flex level to each part of the workout. You can make it chill during the warm-ups and then let it slap and hit hard when your members need it the most. You choose the genres that you want mixed in, and boom, you've got a custom DJ mix that fits your class flow perfectly. Guys, if you have not already registered for a two-week trial of Reflex Radio, head on over to reflexradio.com. That's reflex-radio.com, and you can sign up for a two-week free trial. Please, your members deserve it. Your music experience deserves it. Head on over to reflex-radio.com and get signed up for your free two-week trial. What is up, guys? It is Stu, and it is another episode of the What the Fuck Gym Talk podcast. Continuing on with our seven elements of primal branding, in two previous episodes, we did the first one, which is the creation story, the second element, which is creed, and now we're going to go ahead and get into the third element. And I don't know if this is exactly the order he does in the book, but it's the order I'm doing it in, is rituals. And by he, I mean Patrick Hanlon, who wrote Primal Branding. Those of you guys who haven't listened to the first two, highly recommend you get the book. Highly fucking recommend you get the book. So the third element of Primal Branding is rituals. Now, rituals are essentially things that you are doing on repeat within the business that your customers can count on. They can rely on it. They know you're going to do it. I like to think of rituals as generally they're the things that you may be doing as an owner that you don't even realize you're doing because you're just like, I don't know, just how I always do it. That's typically how I first start discovering like the first layer, the superficial layer of rituals when I'm helping a micro gym define or strategize or rebrand, whatever it may be. So think of it like this. Here's some examples that, you know, maybe it'll start helping you populate things you're currently doing that would fall in the rituals. Rituals, so Notre Dame football. I don't know how many of you guys are college football fans. Notre Dame's not my team. Don't hate them. Just they're not my team. But I'm very familiar with a lot of the rituals of that organization. If you guys have ever seen the players as they walk out of the locker room, there is an old sign, and it's been there for years. Like years, like the Lou Holtz days, like, and it says, play like a champion today. And every game day, when they have a home game and they walk out on that field, they all reach up and they hit it with their hand. They slap the sign with their hand as they're walking out. That's a ritual. That is that with that brand, the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame, that's one of their rituals that creates a tribe. That creates essentially, you know, individuals who create an identity with the organization, which is what we obviously want for you and your micro gym. Let's take it to the micro gym industry. Alchemy 365. Awesome micro gym concept. You've probably heard me brag about and talk about a ton. I'm such a fan of what they've done. And I feel this, I'm not sure if this is at every single location in Alchemy and this is like a corporate thing. But in my experience with Alchemy, this has always been consistent. Previous to the start of class, or like at the start of class, and this could be with 10 people or 50 people, they have everyone, you get into a big circle, like just a giant circle. So instead of like standing in a spot or kind of like, for some of you CrossFit gyms, you might be like people who kind of stand by your whiteboard just kind of randomly. Everyone knows to stand in a circle. And then real quick, all it is everyone introduces themselves, just real quick down the line. So the coach would be like, hey guys, what's up? I'm Coach Stu. I'm going to be, you know, coaching you through your workout today. Let's go ahead and do quick introductions. And just, you know, it starts maybe clockwise and just boom, 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 boom. Susie, Michael, Tina, Jacob, Miguel, but like it just goes down the line. And I thought that was such a cool ritual because it was a moment in which it was unique because never again in the workout will everybody be in a circle. So that quick moment in time does make a psychological break of, oh, this is different. Oh, this is important. And when you do it consistently enough and it becomes ritualistic, people start looking forward to that. So and you might be listening, like, why would anyone give a fuck? Well, think of it like this, and I heard this in Urban Movement, and I'll be honest, I never found a way for us to solve this problem. But here's a great example. You are new to class and new to the program, new to the, you know, the service, and you don't know anybody. Wouldn't it be nice if, like, you saw someone, and let's say you saw someone, for my case, let's say it's my first time at Alchemy. And I don't know anyone. I just moved to Minneapolis and I don't know anybody. But I'm at this new gym and I'm taking a class and I don't know anyone's name and I don't want to be like, hey man, is that your barbell? Can I use that? Like, whatever. If I don't want that awkwardness, but I see another dude in class and he's wearing an Ohio State shirt, that's my team, that's where I'm from, I'm like, fuck yeah, cool. Now I know someone. I can be like, oh man, you're an Ohio State fan too? Cool, I'm Stu, I just moved here. But now I can make it even less awkward because if it goes around the room and I see he's wearing that Ohio State shirt and I see him say, yep, my name is Mike, you know, real quick in that ritual, I'd be like, hey, Mike, what's up, man? I'm Stu. I just moved here from Columbus, Ohio, blah, 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 blah. And I can instantly have that connection with him. And I know his name. I heard this a lot at Urban Movement where guys and girls, you know, saw someone in class they thought was cute or someone they thought like, hey, I heard that they're in this industry and I'm in that industry. I'd like to network with them. But they're like, it's so hard because I don't know their name and I have to do that awkward, like, hey, sorry, what's your name again? I know we've taken classes together in the past. I just don't know your name. And that is, I mean, it's for those of you guys who are more extroverted like me, that might not be awkward, but for a lot of people that is. So I really thought that ritual that Alchemy did was super fucking cool. I really like that. Another great example of a ritual in a micro gym setting. I had a gym in which every day, and I don't care whether you agree with this from a coaching perspective or not, that's not the point here, but every fucking day when you came in, the warm-up was routine. Like, it was an exact same standard warm-up that started and ended with this run. Now, this run was all the way, was out the gym and to this blue fire hydrant, right? There was just this, the city had painted this fire hydrant blue for whatever fucking reason. And so there's this blue fire hydrant and everyone comes in and if everyone, you know, after being there one time, you kind of know this is the thing that everybody does. Boom, they go ahead and they hit the blue, they run down, they tap the blue fire hydrant and come back. Well, it also becomes iconic, which we'll get into in one of these other episodes, that becomes an icon, that blue fire hydrant. I'll talk about it in that next episode. But that becomes ritualistic. It's something that they can count on, that they do every single day. And the thing that's most interesting about all of this is that are any of these going to blow your customers away? Is this going to make you outperform the competition? Is this going to generate more sales? No. What it is going to do, guys, the reason we care about rituals is it helps people create an identity with that place. Here's another example. There is a bar in Charlotte, North Carolina, by the train tracks. And after you've been there one time, you know, every time the train comes by, everybody, whatever you got, everybody drinks. It's like, it's the first time you're in there, you're like, what the fuck is going on? But it's cool. Like, I it's fun. And when you're in there and you know the scheme and you know that this is what they're doing, you go ahead and you're like, awesome, cool. Like, trains come and everyone's like, yeah, to drink. And it gives the place an identity. Right. And even, I can't remember what it is. It's something, you know, it rhymes. It's like when you hear the tracks, like, I don't know. It's some kind of fucking funny, like Irish, like, you know, degenerate, chug your beer kind of fucking, you know, two liner. So, but that becomes the identity of that place. Right. And it helps those that go there tell a story about it. Cause like, hey man, there's a bar. Cool. All right. Like every other bar. Cool. Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, it's like every other bar, but do they do this cool thing? Now, again, it might not sound earth shattering to you, But when you can come up with rituals at a micro gym, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them, that have to do with maybe how you get started, with how the class goes, with how the class ends, with how you level up. Those of you guys who do the level method, which is a subscription-based programming model where your members level up into different higher levels of fitness and they're publicly rewarded, kind of like a belt system in karate. That would be a great ritual. Those belts all, like that, or those colors also become iconic at some point. So rituals really do matter. And, you know, those of you guys, when you're having a hard time thinking of your rituals, let me just lay a few out. If you are a CrossFit gym, you already have some. I guarantee you, you probably do that 3, 2, 1, go. That's a ritual. You do it every single day. Now, it doesn't make you unique if every other CrossFit gym is also doing it. So you might want to come up with your own version of that. But yes, rituals, when done well, and they are unique and they are different, you will stick out. If you're in a market where people try before they buy, right? Maybe you're in a nomadic fitness market like I am, where people are on ClassPass or they do try several gyms before committing to one. Every little unique ritual you have that is makes a positive client experience and reinforces who your brand is, that's just one thing that sticks out in their head when it comes time for them to make a decision. Because let's be honest, guys, short of them like going to a gym and there was just, for whatever reason, that gym was not on their A game and they had a horrible workout experience, you're not that special, right? You're not that different than the gym down the street. Fuck your coaching, community, and programming. Those are not, you guys have heard my content on that enough. Those are not initial differentiators. They're retention generators, but not initial point of sale differentiators. So what do you have? You got to have the things that actually make you seem unique at the point of sale, at first sight and first impression. And rituals can help with that. If you need help formulating rituals, or you know, any of these elements of primal branding, maybe you jumped ahead of these podcasts, you went and bought the book and you're looking through these and you really like what Patrick Hanlon's talking about and you want to devise something similar, like a 7-part brand code for your micro gym, please shoot me a DM on Instagram. I'd love to get on a call with you and start working with you to create those very specific brand icons that will help you stand out in a crowded marketplace. It's worked wonders for me and my micro gym, and it's done wonders for every micro gym I've ever installed these in allowing them to actually, you know, look a little bit different than the guy down the street. All right, guys, that's it. Stay tuned for the next one where we'll be covering icons. And until I talk to you in the next podcast, have a great fucking day.
But real quick, guys, before the end of the podcast, I've got to ask, please, if you take a minute and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you're currently listening to the podcast, it would mean the world to me. I think a lot of people glaze over my channel because of the F-bombs or maybe some of the more direct approaches I take in delivering this content to you. And if you have any thoughts as to how this content has benefited you, your fitness business, I would love for you to share them with the fucking world. Guys, from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much. And I'll see you in the next episode.